Welcome, everybody. Share number 1409 in the writing is share number 561. 561. Getting back to our Hilchos Brachos. Okay, so we are in the middle of the halachas of Kadima B'brachas, priority in Brachas. So an interesting question comes up. If somebody has various different types of bread, different breads, what do we mean? Some are made out of wheat. Sometimes you'll have it in a basket and maybe a fancier place or so. You have some are wheat, some are barley, possibly spelt, rye, oats. So what is the order? In other words, I have to make my hamoitzi on the bread. Which one should I take first? I have a roll made out of wheat, a roll made out of barley, spelt, or maybe some of them. What exactly is the order? So if one has a choice of breads, including breads made from different grains, they're made from different grains, each one separately, not the mixture of multi-grain, but each one is separate, right? So what exactly is the order when it comes to breads made from different grains? And so the order is like this. Lemaisa, the first one, the top one, the most important one is wheat. Okay, and again, we're going in conjunction with the pasuk. I'm not going to getting into all the details right now. The pasuk with the five fruits, and then before that you have the chita usa'ira in the pasuk in the Torah. So you have number one is wheat. Number one before everything is the wheat bread that gets the hamoitzi. Then you have sa'ira, which would be barley. Any barley bread would come next. Now, spelt comes after that because of the fact that it's part of the barley family, and the question is on rye and oats, but be it as it may, so basically, to make a long story short, the order is wheat comes first, barley second, spelt three, number four would be rye, and the last one would be oats. In other words, in that order, if somebody has a choice of a roll, well, I could take a roll made out of wheat flour, barley flour, spelt, rye, oats, what should I do? Wheat will come first, okay? And again, like we said, barley flour next, spelt flour next, after that, rye flour after that, oat flour after that, if one has a choice. If you only have two, let's say you only have barley and rye, so of course you would take barley, that comes before the rye. If you have spelt and oats, so you would take spelt, which comes before the oats, okay? So that is basically the story in reference to if you have various different types of breads. The same thing would go with mezonos products made out of one of these various different items, and you have to make one mezonos, that is the order to make it on. If you have something made out of regular wheat flour, that comes first. In case not, barley flour, and then comes spelt and so on, like we've been talking about. In other words, if one has a choice as to which item to make it on, this is the order to go by. Now, it should be noted that most of the breads, even those commonly called rye bread, or corn bread, quote-unquote, right, are nevertheless made predominantly of wheat, containing a small percentage of rye or possibly a small percentage of corn. So it's a wheat bread. I mean, obviously, a person has to check out the ingredients to know, you know, what bracha to make and how much is in there and so on for the various different halachas in Hilchos Brachos. But one should be aware, just because it says cornbread, predominantly there is a lot of, sometimes there's a lot of wheat in there. Rye bread would be, you know, it's not always rye, it could be it's wheat. So you have to find out, obviously, what exactly, just because the name is the name, right, we have to still find out what's in it. Where a choice of breads include a whole roll and a sliced loaf, right? So both from the same grain, the whole roll should take priority. If you have a chance to make a bracha on a whole roll, that's what should take priority, even though you might have sliced up pieces of bread. But again, including if it's from the same grain. They're both wheat. The roll is made out of wheat, and the piece is made out of wheat. You take the whole roll. The whole roll is deemed more important, even if it's actually smaller than or even inferior. It's smaller and inferior than the sliced loaf of the same grain. Again, assuming that it's from the same grain. If it's a higher grain, then you're going to take that higher grain even though it's sliced up. So if the choice is between a whole loaf of barley bread and a slice of wheat bread, oh, it's an interesting question, it's brought down like that, Mishabura, it's preferable to take the slice of wheat bread, right, it's a slice, place it beneath the barley bread, which is a whole, and recite the bracha on both. So again, you have this interesting case. But bread, it's a little bit different because of the chashivas of the hamoitzi l'chayru, but the Sharet Zion actually talks about it. The choice is between, again, a whole loaf of barley bread and a slice of wheat bread, right? Even though wheat comes first, but you have the whole one, which is barley, which is right after it in the pasuk in the Torah, so it's preferable to take the slice of wheat bread, place it beneath the barley bread, and recite the bracha on both. If both items are whole, and both items are sliced, and they're from the same grain, then the better quality item should come first. If both items are whole or both items are sliced, they're both either whole or both sliced, so there's no distinction, right? It's from the same grain. They're both wheat or both barley or both spelt, right? And they're both equal quality. So then you want to take the larger one, that will come first. And the lastly, again, in conjunction with the bread family, which is a little bit different, the Mishaber talks about it. If both items are of the same type of grain, they're both whole, right? They're both whole, none of them are pieces, or they're both pieces for that matter, so that it's the same quality and the same size, and the priority is given to the owner's personal preference. Whatever they would like to take, they could take. Thank you for listening. Atzlach and bracha kol tov.